Welcome back to Jacked in AM 1150. Time is 5:50. Sorry for the delay there, but you have to know I'm already picking his brain. Jim Matthews is the general manager of LeaseBusters. Ever try to get out of your vehicle lease? Was it a hassle or cost you a ton of money? Ever thought about getting into or taking over a lease? This is what I was talking to Jim about on the commercial break. Well, he is the general manager of LeaseBusters, Canada's first lease takeover marketplace. You got to check out their website, leasebusters.com. I was on it for quite some time this afternoon. Thanks for joining me, Jim.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with, we'll get to my question second, but first let's start. When is it a good idea to get out of a lease?
Well, people like to get out of leases for various different reasons, but the main reason why is it's always about change. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether somebody changes their mind, they want a new model, but change also comes in the form of perhaps a job change, a lifestyle change, an addition to the family, an empty nester, a transfer to a different part of the country. So there's always all kinds of reasons why people have to get out of a lease, and that's what we're there to do, is to help them with that.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. And this is where you guys come in now, which was my question during the commercial break. When is it a good idea to take over a lease?
Well, there's several, and as I was mentioned during the break, there are several different reasons why people want to take over a lease. In your particular case, it's time to get a particular vehicle.
Yeah.
You're not exactly sure what you want, but you want to get something almost new, but don't want to commit for it for the long term.
Mm-hmm.
That is a huge reason why. Number two, and probably the most popular reason why people take over leases, is a typical leasing customer gets tired of their vehicle, and tired in a positive way, not necessarily a negative way, but insofar as they've committed themselves to paying for a lease for, you know, into perpetuity, like forever kind of thing, and they want to have a different car all the time. Well, in order to do that, you can take over a lease for, let's say, 2 years and then change your cars every couple of years. You can't do that on a new car because it would be too expensive and you'd have to take longer-term leases. And there's several other reasons, but I don't think I have the time.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So let's start with those who are looking to get out of a lease. Is it just simply that people are misinformed, uneducated, not sure what to do?
Well, in many cases, yes. I mean, historically, the conventional way to get out of a lease is to go back to your original selling dealer and say, look, for whatever the reason, I need to get out. And really, a lease contract is no different than a loan with a balloon payment at the end, so which is the buyback, that's owned by the leasing company. Well, normally what would happen is the payout, so to collapse the lease, the amount of money that would cost, mm-hmm. was far greater than the wholesale value of the lease. So often what would happen is customers that are looking to get out would be facing an $8,000 to $10,000 deficiency or negative equity in order to get out. So it's way too costly, way too financially punitive. With our service, we don't care what the value of the car is. We care about what the market position of the existing lease is, because we're just simply trying to find somebody to take it over.
Right.
And with that, As the market and the leasing public gets more educated about it, they find that using our service and services like ours, we're not the only one in Canada, although we're the first and the biggest, it's the natural way of getting out and being able to liberate yourself in order to do something else in terms of a car.
So someone taking over the lease, wouldn't they still be faced with that big buyout at the end?
No, because the buyout, the only time a customer, that's a great question, by the way, the only time a leasing customer is responsible for the value of the car, if they're leasing a closed-end lease, and that's another key component, is during the course of a lease, like during the time when the lease is still in place.
Mm.
At the end of a lease, the leasing company is guaranteeing the value of the lease. So once that person who takes it over, so should you decide to take over a lease rather than buy a car or lease a car from new, at the end of the lease, the value is the manufacturer's leasing company's responsibility. Your responsibility as the lessee or the owner of the car would be the mileage, because there's mileage restrictions or kilometer restrictions, and the condition, wear and tear. So you have to treat that car like you own it and give it back in the same condition as you got it, less normal wear and tear.
Right. And I think, does that scare a lot of people, Jim? You know, they're saying, okay, well, what if you get the little bump in the parking lot, or somebody, you know, hits your door in the shopping center? That means that's the kind of stuff we're on the hook for? Is that fall under normal wear and tear?
It is. Some of it is normal. They do have certain templates that they allow as normal. But it would scare the person who owned the car too. So the emotion would be the same whether you owned it or whether you leased it. If somebody banged you hard in the
yeah.
parking lot, you know what? I'm pretty angry about that, and you know I'm going to fix it because I have pride in my ownership. So again, leasing customers would do the same. They would fix the car because who wants to drive around with a big dig in a car that they're spending, you know, anywhere from $400 to $1,000 plus per month.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys get like a brokering fee then? Is that how LeaseBusters works?
No, what we do is we charge the seller, that is the person who's looking to get out of their lease, we charge them a one-time fee of $295, and that fee is valid until the lease has been taken over. So it's not like an advertising or a classified fee where
okay.
you pay by week or month. And we have an account manager that stays right with the client, right with the seller, throughout the whole period, and various selling tools and so on and so forth. Plus, the real key is that we will only take on a case, so we will only be hired if the car and the lease passes our no-charge assessment and appraisal and evaluation at the beginning.
Right.
Because if we feel that there's no hope, like if a customer has a year left in the lease, let's say, or 2 years left, but they've already used up all their kilometer allowance, well, we can't take that case. And we tell that straight to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the customer's overpaid or whatever the case may be, there's about 10 to 12 components that we assess during the no-charge evaluation period.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
And that's really important.
Yeah, and then again, from the perspective of someone taking it over, so there's no fee, and they just literally take over the payments, and at the end of the lease, they hand the car to whom?
They hand the car back to the leasing company. So, for example, if you leased a Volkswagen Jetta and the lease was through Volkswagen Credit, you would return it to the most convenient Volkswagen dealer.
Hmm.
And that would be it. And then what would happen is there would be a third-party inspection, so Volkswagen Credit would,
yeah.
or whoever the leasing company would be, would hire an independent vehicle inspection company, and they would assess the car for excess wear and tear. And in most cases, the inspections are very fair, because if I'm a leasing company, I want, and you've returned the car, I want your business again. So I'm not going to give you some officious and onerous appraisal at the end of the lease and try to get you for too much money.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a very interesting idea to me. And as I said, I spent some time on the website, leasebusters.com, and one of the things that I enjoyed, in fact, was that the very specific search, so I could go in and say who's in Kelowna, who's, you know, as far away as Vancouver and Calgary, because you guys are a national company, these are the benefits.
Exactly.
Excellent.
And in the end, it's a great service for, depending on the type of individual you are and the type of motoring needs that you have at that time. Things
mm-hmm.
change.
Things do change. All right. Can I put my 94 Paseo on there?
Well,
no. There's no lease.
But there is a group called Buy and Sell or Auto Trader or Kijiji that would love to have that Paseo on there.
All right, Jim. Thanks so much. General Manager of LeaseBusters. LeaseBusters.com is the website. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Okay,
take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sometimes I feel like I couldn't give my vehicle away. I'd love to have a little bit of fun with the guests.